From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Donald Trump is saying he's never met some of the women who have accused him of sexual assault and unwanted advances. Trump telling supporters Thursday in Ohio the accusations are false claims. And it appears, though, his supporters are sticking with him.
He just lied straight out, lied to our faces, Jessica. He just lied.
Trump has threatened to sue the New York Times for printing the claims of two women earlier Thursday in Florida. He accused the press of coordinating with Hillary Clinton's campaign to conspire against his White House bid. One of Trump's accusers, Jessica Leeds, did tell a friend who describes why Leeds didn't speak up.
The way Mr. Trump handles his personal life and what he does is his business. It's not going to affect me.
And that was a Trump supporter. Hillary Clinton says she doesn't care if Trump goes after her, but at a fundraiser in San Francisco, Clinton says that she will defend every person or group that he insults. An international relief effort for victims of Hurricane Matthew entered a more advanced stage Thursday as a second U.S. military ship arrived off Haiti's coast and U.N. convoys and non-government organizations began reaching more isolated communities. Food, clean water, and construction materials have begun pouring in. The U.S. Labor Department said Thursday the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits stayed at a 43-year low last week, in the latest sign that layoffs are more scarce. The number of people receiving aid fell 16,000 to just over 2 million. That is the fewest since June of 2000. This is VOA. The U.S. military said Thursday it struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook described the strikes as self-defense in order to protect U.S. personnel and ships.
This was a response to direct threats to our people, to our ships. And we responded to that threat, and we will be prepared to respond again.
Officials said Wednesday a missile fired in the Red Sea targeted the destroyer USS Mason, which was accompanied by the amphibious docking vessel USS San Antonio at the time. The rocket failed to reach the ships. The missile launch, the second in the past 4 days, was from a Houthi-controlled area. 21 newly freed Chibok girls kidnapped by Boko Haram in 2014 met with Nigeria's vice president Thursday in Abuja. The International Red Cross and the Swiss government brokered the talks that led to freedom for the 21. Nigerian officials say talks with Boko Haram for the remaining captive girls will continue. The names of all 21 girls will soon be released as their families are contacted. Information on their health has not been disclosed, but one of the girls is pregnant. Boko Haram kidnapped nearly 300 girls from a secondary school in the Borno state town of Chibok in April of 2014. Dozens escaped, but 219 remained captive. These are the first of the Chibok girls to be rescued as a result of the government effort. At least three U.S. airlines are adding new fire suppression equipment to fleets in case a cell phone or laptop battery overheats, catching fire, and can't be extinguished. The issue has taken on new urgency following incidents of overheating Samsung Galaxy 7 Notes or phones, including one on a Southwest Airlines flight earlier this month. The Federal Aviation Administration has taken the unusual step of warning passengers not to use or charge the devices while on board and not to stow them in checked luggage. One of the first airlines to deploy fire containment bags on its entire fleet was Alaska Airlines. Legendary American musician Bob Dylan has won the 2016 Nobel Prize in Literature. The first songwriter to receive the prestigious award. The Swedish Academy, which makes the annual decision on who will win that prize on Thursday, honored Dylan for, quote, having created new poetic expressions with the great American song tradition. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.